think that's probably more.
All right, this is episode 8 of Ranking Everything Ever.
Is it really only 8?
Yep. I think we had to scratch, like, a bunch.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't have to get rid of any. I mean, they're bad. Okay. But they're all uploaded.
1 through 7, real audio problems, but they're still on the internet.
This is the one that's going to
be perfect. Because of the nature of the podcast, you can't just ditch audio. Because it's like, then somebody would just be missing out on, like,
a thing someone said.
On, like, the build. It's like, oh, when did that item get on the list? It's like, well.
It's true.
So no matter. Well, and what I'm going to do is, like, keep recording for a while. I figure once we get to about episode 20 or so, whenever we find our rhythm, whatever it is, I figured we would just a lot of podcasts do this. It's a really good idea. Is you put an episode at the very beginning of the feed, like episode 0, and then you do like a 30-second, like, hey, if you're like listening to the backlog,
this is when it gets good.
Fucking rough. My favorite one of those was Friends of the Table. Austin Walker does this podcast called Friends of the Table. If you go listen to episode 0, he's like, actually, don't listen to, like, the first 50 episodes. Just don't.
Save Skip yourself. It,
and then go listen to, like, season 2 first.
Yeah.
And then if you're, and then he's like, listen from season 2 forward. And then he's like, if after if you that, really you're, like, it. Really interested, go back and listen to the beginning.
No, but that's,
it's like,
fair.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I was playing.
I can imagine doing something like that for sure.
Yeah. We're going like, to find our groove. It's going to happen.
Well, I would say that, yeah. Like, the first episode of Chapo Trap House is fucking so bad. It's like, it's not bad, they're not, it's not like they're unfunny, it's just the audio quality is, it's over like, it's like a Skype call.
Yeah, that's right.
And like Matt keeps getting like he keeps coming in at a delay, like they'll be talking about something else and Matt's like has his comment coming in.
That's really painful to have it be
so great
any extended amount of time. Yeah,
it's really bad. It's really bad. All right, anyway, so why don't we start off, I mean, I don't want to read the whole list because it's
doesn't,
a lot.
Doesn't seem like good content.
We got 76 items. So our top 10 are from 10 to 1. Spelunky, Rap, Narnia, When a Woman Is in the Mood, Part 1 and 2. When a Woman Isn't in the Mood. That's how I think I said is.
Yeah, which we should.
When a Woman Is in the Mood is a very different article. It's actually, it's actually very simple. It's like, when a woman wants to fuck, it's pretty easy to fuck her.
Do it if you want to.
Crutch Wrap Supreme, Purple, Red, Green, Blue, and Big Mark A. Anthony Sinkew. And then our bottom 10 from least bad to worst are Say Anything, Steven Crowder Tweet, Richard Nixon, Variability of Use Ranking Category, Unfilled Pothole at Tumwater Fred Meyer in 2020, Death of Quesarito, Shopping Cart with Four Bad Wheels, Steven Crowder, Single Ply Toilet Paper, Crazy Donut Lady, and The Pushy Wannabe Florist Lady. Which we switched last episode. Can't remember why.
I am, like, getting over her, finally. But it took a long time.
It took a while.
It's been, like, almost a month, I think.
And today we are rating mostly Taco Bell. If we have extra time, we will certainly... I have more stuff to rate. Actually, I did want to rate one thing non-Taco Bell, but it's kind of Taco Bell related, but not at the same time.
I mean,
but we're going to do this. So today we're ranking the Quesarito. We're ranking bean burritos, we're ranking cinnamon twists, we're ranking the grilled cheese burrito, and we're ranking Taco Bell nachos.
And Doritos Locos Tacos.
We're
mainly re-ranking things, honestly, like based on actual tasting.
It's true.
We're re-ranking favorites.
Last episode, you actually could hear us, if you go back one episode, on the podcast talking about how we should get Taco Bell on the pod. It wasn't even off the pod, it was... In the episode, we're talking about how we should do a Taco Bell episode.
Yeah, I'm remembering that.
And that is what we're doing.
And that's what we're doing. So this is the infamous asked for by our lots of fans. Oh, also, I wanted to give you an update. I thought this would be funny to do on the pod. So I don't know what happened. We surged in subscribers and lost them
now
all.
Now we're right back down to 7.
Nice.
We're back at
7. Bots, man.
We got 60-something subscribers.
Indian bots.
So weird.
Oh, we got 7.
Well.
Although our views didn't go away, though. Because if you look at our views for the Small Ball Paul video are still 2281 with 62 likes.
Keyword still 99% hot dog?
I don't know. I could check. That's a pretty good bit.
Just curious. It's a pretty amazing stat.
Engagement is
that means the people who found the video searched for hot dog.
The word hot dog. Yeah. The search term.
I just want to know more about the demographic. Like, I want to see the faces of the people.
As soon as we get any viral video, we're just boom, demographic.
You are the ones.
What
graphic
happened?
Source. Oh, okay. It says most. This is what I understand. It says most of it came from a Google search. Yeah. 1,042 of our views.
Yeah.
Came from a Google search, and it doesn't say
what they searched.
It doesn't say for what term. Some people go to Samsung Internet for Android. No, there's a way. I don't remember exactly how.
I know you showed it to me.
Yeah, it's like it's where it says like the YouTube, like.
Oh, is it YouTube search? Here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, hot dogs.
Actually, that's just two of our views.
Though. Oh, I see. I see.
That's with those two people.
Those two people.
Like, Google, it's like, look at this. This doesn't make any sense.
It's annoying because it's run by Google. The whole thing's run by Google. Google this, and YouTube. Yeah. They should be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Like external, it says. Over 53% of our views.
You'll be able to see on YouTube what they searched in Google because it's all the same.
Yeah, Google alphabet. Search which little links YouTube videos, but then watch. If you type in small ball ballpark Paul, my video is nowhere to be found.
Oh, damn.
And like,
what? So I don't know how 1,000 people found it on Google. That's pretty amazing.
Like, even if I type the whole thing,
right?
Small ball ballpark Paul's hot dog reviews.
Nothing.
What if you go to video? What if you click?
Oh, okay. Maybe. I mean, I don't know who's typing that in.
And then searching by video?
Nope.
And search the basketball park hot dog. Somebody's beating us to our brand.
ABC
News is searching for the best. Oh, it's
no,
6 years ago.
No, but they're not talking about ballpark.
They only got 10 times more views than us. That's ABC News.
Pretty good.
Right? They only beat us by about 1,000.
Well, no. It's funny, though, because we lost. I don't know what was going on. It definitely had. We had a higher percentage on the fucking on the word hot dogs.
Right.
I don't know why it went down to two, but it was definitely a pretty significant.
I feel like it was a larger number.
I feel like it was they hadn't collected all the data yet. Or
yeah, they were just like guessing. They're like, we think it's from.
I think like 100 people searched for hot dogs and found this video.
I just feel like it's mostly bullshit. Like the analytics are like.
Analytics have been so inconsistent. It's insane. For a while, it was like 6-year-old girls are in love with your content. I was like, that is not true. Actually, and I think you guys are incriminating me.
Yeah.
The FBI is like really interested.
They're just trying to get you taken down.
I know Hank Green does like a deep dive on his channel.
I think when you're really big, YouTube cares more about giving you accurate stats.
And he also pairs it with a survey.
Oh, sure.
And so he does like a huge 2-hour deep dive on just all sorts of interesting stuff that he finds.
It's so crazy that guy's still making content.
Hank Green?
Yeah.
Remember, fascinates
he
fascinates me.
I started watching him in like 2008. That's just wild.
Yeah. Part of what I like about him is he's so careful about what he says that he's very boring. Mm-hmm. But like, I like it.
Yeah. Does his brother still make content?
I think they're still doing Vlogbrothers, but I don't watch it anymore, so I don't know. But I did watch it consistently. I feel like it pulled me out of like a fairly deep depression in a way. It was just like, it was just consistently uplifting. Even though it was only like 5-minute videos or whatever.
You guys can split that.
A couple days a week. It was just like always super uplifting.
Oh no, are we starting with the bean burrito?
We're starting with the bean burrito, yeah.
Okay, no, like we don't edit the podcast really very much. There's just going to be a lot of crinkling and chewing.
No, it's okay.
I mean,
that's a fair disclaimer, if we're being honest. That's the least we could do.
I mean, I love
it. We're crinkling and chewing.
So we're rating the most basic bean burrito from Taco Bell. It features...
It's just the default.
No sour cream.
Cheese, onions, and like little sauce.
Mm-hmm. I want to try to guess. These are pinto beans, probably.
But it's in your hand. No tortilla.
Yeah, it's not actually wrapped.
They just
You pull up to the drive-thru and you hold your hands together and
they
just...
They prefer that you have a container of some sort, but if you don't, they will just pour it directly into your mouth.
Yeah, they're trying to be like environmentally friendly, so you have to bring your own container.
Mm-hmm. I just think he would die, like the scalding temperature of those beans.
Oh my God,
like,
yeah, dude, burning. When the bean burrito sometimes falls on your hands, oh yeah, it burns so bad.
Yeah, I've for sure been burnt by a bean burrito. No doubt.
Brutal.
You know, Jesse and I had an idea one time. Our thing is terrible ideas, obviously, right?
Yeah.
Fast food on the highway.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But you don't slow down. The fast food employees have to accurately throw it into your car.
I love that.
That's
what
robots
are
for.
You order like 3 minutes ahead of
time.
Then they have to nail it. Like,
yep. And so
you roll your passenger window.
You have to re-engineer fast food packaging. Is what you have to do.
No,
you're using bubble wrap, layers of paper, and then probably duct tape. But then you need like a zipper to open that much material.
I think saran wrap, like, honestly, would work for like a burger.
It's a little bit more expensive than
that. And then put it in like a little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it
air cannon for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to make like some sort of fast food cannon.
Yeah, no doubt.
I have to reinvent the delivery
system. We're talking to 5-lane variants in distance, like all these.
Not even a fast food lane.
Right. No.
Yeah, you don't get a specific fast food lane.
Well, it's
you just tell them the make and model and color of your car, and just like, I'll be passing in about 3 minutes.
They have cannons at different angles for each blade that they've measured, and like, if they miss,
yeah,
you get a refund.
Right.
Well, it's not like you're going to turn around and get your food.
In fact, probably for the first like 5 years, they'll offer you a new free one if you just go another 5 miles down the highway. They'll do another shot. You'll just, yeah. 5 minutes.
There's going to be like multiple sections. They're going
to
have backup
like,
plans.
As I said, cannons, but it's so much funnier to me if it's an actual fast food employee. That way we could give... We could give retired baseball pitchers jobs. It's like, this is your job. Light it up.
You're only allowed to order like baseball-sized amounts of food.
Oh, yeah. You get really good
one item.
Yeah.
You can't even do drinks. They're just,
you either have like an apple, an orange.
Or maybe like football shaped?
Yeah.
Get a retired QB.
Oh, wait.
Get a QB. He's actually probably better anyway.
Put it inside the football. Put it like a zipper.
Football shaped.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll just hawk. We'll just
cut hollow,
a football
right,
open.
But you get hit by a
hollow.
Football at a fast speed.
Okay. Okay, no, here's the thing. That is the one thing the company is not liable for is if you get hit. It's like, that is kind of what you're signing up for. Now, we'll say what would be funnier is if you also, it was a hot day, you also had your driver's window open, and they got into your car, but then it just went through your driver's window.
They are not liable for any
like,
damages.
The only thing they have to do, the only thing they're liable for is they have to
the
get
car.
The food, however fast, into your the passenger window. As soon as that's done... Anything that happens, they are not liable for.
So what we'll do, because we know this is a burgeoning industry, we're going to start selling little plexiglass shields. Go right in front of the driver.
I feel like Elon Musk could design some kind of like receptacle that would like come out of your car and like reach out or something.
I feel like
maybe
you just
have
like,
to have a sunroof. And
just
hang
a net.
When I was thinking, you'd have a lot of angry sons, angry dads at sons. Because you know what would happen is you'd be like, son, catch it. We're coming up on McDonald's, catch.
Yeah. And it'd have so much force that he'd like reach his left hand up.
It would just smack.
And it would just...
That would be the most impossible catch.
Explode and do... Yeah.
But what if you also... The fast food... That just wouldn't work. I was going to say, the fast food company also hires people to sit in your car with you.
No, that makes
sense.
To catch
the food.
That makes sense. Yeah.
To catch the food.
No, they sell you a robot arm. That grabs it. You attach it. You put it in your driver, your passenger seat.
You'd be really good if you just make... Like a vacuum, like a big net contraption somehow attached to a vacuum that sucks into your passenger window, and you put it on the entire right side of your car.
Yeah.
So like no matter where it goes, it'll somehow just get it. Like, did you see that guy, like a YouTube video of a guy, viral video? The guy that made the moving basketball hoop that goes to where you throw the basketball? Like that.
I'm imagining now like a
super fast.
like a reusable airbag. It just and then it just recompresses.
I do think that, like, I don't know which one of us was brought it up. I do think, like, the injuries are going to be a huge liability.
Yeah. It's basically
well, that's what
we're
saying. Like, the second, after it goes through that window, no matter what happens, it is your problem.
Yeah, I think the idea is, Zaya's right. Build a health insurance company
first.
Don't even do the fast food thing. Build a big, funded health
brand,
insurance company.
A great brand, people trust.
With one very specific thing that won't make sense to be like, we will cover you. For high-velocity fast-food footballs.
When you get hit in your car.
And the thing is, before the fast-food releases, no one's going to go for it.
Right. We'll have very cheap insurance
for
early adopters.
No, I just feel like they're so hard. High-velocity fast-food footballs? Like, that's a brand.
That is
so good.
I just, like, I'm thinking about a burger. Not contained anyway, just inside the football.
Yeah.
After the football makes it into your car, you open up that football. And that burger is...
Perfect.
It is just.
There's no issues.
There's no burger.
No, but I think that's why, like the bubble wrap. There's nowhere for the burger to go. It's got
to. Yeah,
it's gotta
you got
to
wrap
tight.
It in something.
Well, I mean,
it's
gonna be wrapped.
Vacuum sealed. Yeah.
Would it get hot? No, it wouldn't. Yeah.
It's a quick process. You know, like it's super efficient.
I just think we should also do drinks.
Oh, for sure.
Away.
For
like,
sure.
If you do a tightly sealed thermos container, get one to the face. That is you're going to the hospital.
No, a bag. A tightly sealed bag.
Ooh, I don't, if it's an ice drink, you're still going to the hospital.
That's true.
No ice drinks. Yeah. It's just
gotta
okay, just drinks ice. With no ice.
Drinks with no ice, yeah.
Or you could do the opposite, and you could just freeze it and then put it in the football.
Just a big like hunk of ice.
You know, I think we should do.
That's a, it's becoming a very large football. Yeah. Pretty quick.
Sure. We should rank this idea.
Okay.
What should we call it? High velocity fast food football.
Yeah.
High velocity fast food football.
I think it ranks very high.
Yeah.
This fact, is a winner.
I was thinking as we were reading the list, we should probably just compress colors.
I think we should.
I know
ban
we
them.
Shat on
Can
one.
We ban colors.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I feel like there's one color we did.
There was one color that we were like, fuck that color.
It was blue, purple, blue.
Blue, red, and purple are there. I don't like.
I think,
so,
no, I think we didn't like amethyst. The gem.
Yeah.
No, but that wasn't. We didn't do amethyst color. No, the only colors are. I just control F.
But I think if we ranked amethyst the color, it would also be pretty low.
Yeah, I think we should make our own rules because it's our podcast, and we're gonna take these, and they're banned, and we'll make a make a here at the bottom. We're gonna make a banned
things that we will not. Rank.
I don't know. I think it's called ranking everything ever. You can't ban anything if you're ranking
everything
ever.
It's banned.
We did rank it. Okay. We ranked it as bands.
Ranked it as band. Okay.
That's as low as we'll go.
I just feel like we're really going to be confusing people. Like, if you go back to episode one.
I mean, I feel like this, I feel like this podcast is never going to
be for sure.
Red was beloved.
Red was beloved, and now it's not. It's
and now it's bands.
Okay,
it's just a I've taken it for granted. I've taken it for granted. It's a fact of life. Fuck out of here with your red going
it's
away.
It's so boring.
Shit. Yeah.
So it sucks.
No one can relate to our love for red.
I feel like we have to like rank the bean burrito high now because after we ate it, this idea came up and like inspired said conversation.
I know, but I think they're unrelated.
I think it has idea merging prowess.
I feel like the fact that we ate fast food just gave us the idea.
Yeah.
I
don't think the bean burrito specific.
None of us have any left.
Let's take the football off. I ate her half.
I got you. Okay. Didn't even notice.
I mean, I ate my half.
Yeah, okay.
Deeply.
Okay. You loved it, though. So that makes up for
Hold on.
I thought it was.
Let's do high velocity fast food first.
Okay.
And then high velocity fast food better than the word retarded?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it better than Spelunky?
No. Well, I just feel like PragerU and Bo Burnham, there's other things in there.
Is it better than Spelunky?
Is it better than Jesse?
I mean, yeah.
You think so?
High velocity fast food? I think it's better than Spelunky under wrap.
Okay.
Not as cool as wrap. High velocity.
That means it is better.
Fast food idea. Yeah. Okay. And now we're doing bean burrito. Honestly, like, it's
Where
hard.
Where is it on the list right now?
That. Oh, yeah. That's right. I should check.
It's already
check.
It's
on. It's 34.
It's not very high.
It's not bad, though.
It's in the top third. Oh, well, it's in the top half.
Yeah.
There's 73 items. We banned these four.
Ever since we banned them.
That's one of the greatest things we've ever done.
Banned colors.
Hold on. I got bold. Make sure I really notice. And actually, I think I'm going to put it.
I thought there's some other things on the list we should ban.
That's fair.
We'll get there.
I'm ready to ban the pothole, if I'm being honest. But we'll let it wait. I mean, it's still dog shit, but I'm over it, you know?
Yeah.
It's had its time.
I think we can do all that. All right. Ban. All right. We're banned. Our banned list ranked and then moved down to off the list because it's so fucking bad. I think we can rank. Yeah, we rank something. Realize how horrible it is that it's on the list, and then just hell. We just say you're going.
Maybe we should just reevaluate our ideas. Like the top 50 things in the world. At the
right, we just have to reframe it occasionally. You know,
like we'll just lower the list to 50, and then every time we do our podcast, we'll just introduce something to try and get on this 50 list.
I really actually do like that. It's like. I kind of like it if it's like 100, which is kind of
100.
Like
well, then top 100. We need to get 100.
We need to get 100 items, okay. Yeah. And then everything else is just below 100, so it's not even.
I like ranking the worst things though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that is
have,
true.
Like a top 50 and a worst 50.
Maybe we just do like a top 50 and bottom 50.
Yeah,
let's do it. I like top 50, bottom. We gotta get. To
and the thing is, like, we won't worry about ranking anything.
We do have
like,
a very
beyond
split.
I do like that idea because that means Kale is barely scraping by.
Right.
At number 50.
Barely.
Top 50.
Love
it's,
it.
It's up there.
Below Burnt Marshmallow. I feel like that is fascinating.
When do things actually get bad on the list, though?
No, well, what we said There's last time was that, like, it's tofu. The cutoff, what we decided last episode was the cutoff.
Everything above tofu is really, truly special.
It's okay. Not amazing, but
Yeah, okay.
It gets better.
I mean, the picture of pig with shit on
his balls. Oh, is it in the middle? No, it's because you guys. No, it's your guys' fault that's in the middle.
The Ivanka Trump Goya Beans picture?
I know, it's hard. Damn. It's hard. Like, we are like, yeah.
That's going to have to come up.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do one thing at a time. We're going to rank the bean burrito. I'm going to erase it. We're re-ranking it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that good.
It's not gonna be the best.
I mean, I finished mine.
I think it's
and I did like it, but there are definitely better things I ate.
Nutritionally, actually, fairly strong.
I think I would rather listen to hamster
support than me.
You love bean burritos. You get bean burritos every time you go to Taco Bell.
I think part of it, it's after eating it now, especially within the context of being heavily judged. Mm-hmm. I realize that I think it's just because it's cheap. Like you see that $1 yeah. 79 cents, you're like
goddamn, that's a great value.
That is a
full burrito.
And I feel like mine, I was missing some onion. That's the thing that I look forward to,
well,
if I'm being honest.
The individual, like,
it's just so inconsistent.
No, it's so inconsistent. There's a story of this guy who used to go to every Taco Bell and then mark the quality of the items he got. Mm. And he had like this website that you could literally go and look like for each state.
On average.
Because this guy, he literally was a retired old guy who would just go around and like,
I'm tired of this.
Yeah. And so he just rated every single time he did Taco Bell at him. But then eventually, Taco Bell literally sued him. Because like, they're like, literally your website is making it so that like people are like avoiding certain Taco Bell locations.
And they hate it.
And it is
and he's
true.
Like, listen, step up, bitch.
He ended up having to shut his website down. Not because they went to court and they won. It's because like, the guy was like, didn't want to fight a corporation.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
wants to do that.
I know. He's probably like, it's really just
getting
like,
annoyed with how much they're bothering him, which is really how they scare somebody.
Yeah, they just harass you. Yeah. Although, I think legally, it would have totally allowed.
Yeah,
legally.
If he wanted to
really
find it out, he totally could.
Like that's pretty much freedom of speech.
Yeah.
It would have been nice if he established that precedent, but
yeah. Honestly, it would be incredible.
And the thing is, like, that's just his opinion.
I just like the idea that one Taco Bell is like, this Taco Bell is bad at these four items and really great at these other six items.
Like, yeah. And just like, providing that service is not intrinsically bad. Anyway.
There's a guy that used to also have a calorie counter. You could, I think it was caloriesperdollar.com or something like that. You could literally type in how much money you had.
Yeah.
And he would tell you like, and put
best.
The restaurant. And
I
he would
remember.
Tell you like,
I feel like,
he would give you like, these are the items you need to buy to maximize your, and he would exclude soda, obviously.
That's
it's like, it's high calorically, but actually
and
like,
super cheap.
Doesn't actually like, fill you up. Anyway,
I mean,
beef burrito. I just think it sucks.
Calories, just
that plutonium. One especially, if we're rating the one we just had.
A gram of plutonium is like 20 billion calories.
Pretty bad.
That's incredible.
So,
it's a great
meal. I mean, if you really want to maximize your gains.
Probably
I'm just saying, you
too,
can
though.
Do it.
And it has radiation, which...
Is a bean burrito better
than...
You
don't have to worry about sustaining yourself for that long.
Is a bean burrito better than a bowl?
No.
Nah, can't be, right? I get to eat it, which I don't often eat bowls, but... So that makes it a little bit better, almost.
Yeah, but bowls are more interesting.
You know, I would say, not to like, we're not doing it officially.
Yeah.
The drivability of bean burritos is great.
Mm.
You keep the wrapper on the bottom.
True.
You keep the wrapper on the bottom.
No, it's important. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that is one thing you can say, is like, if you're on your way somewhere, but you want to pick up food and not stop and eat,
bean burritos fucking amazing.
I just feel like the drivability of, like, most burritos is pretty good, you know?
It's
not
the
like,
other day
it's
I got destroyed
special.
By that double stacker.
That was not a burrito. That is a weird triangle.
Zach's like, I tried to eat it like
a burrito,
but it failed me.
Yesterday, I went to Starbucks because I was taking my sister to the airport, and since she works there, she gets a discount. I got a breakfast like bacon sausage burrito. That motherfucker was so hot.
Yeah.
I could not hold on to it, even with the wrapper. I was like, I can't drive and handle this burrito right now.
Yeah,
these
sometimes
are weird
it
though. They're like not made out of tortillas. It's like a weird, like outer, like
flaky texture.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. Yeah,
I mean, it seemed like a tortilla. It was a chewy tortilla though.
This
I don't know.
You're not gonna be telling me this is not a tortilla. I know my tortillas.
I do feel like we should expedite the actual eating. The Taco Bell,
yeah.
Just because
we haven't ranked it.
We have to rank the
burrito. That's what I was trying to say.
Okay,
I've been trying here.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it.
You guys.
You're trying to bring it under where it was. It was at like 32, right?
34.
Okay.
I'm okay with going lower.
All right, fine. Fuck it.
It's worse than Welcome to the Car.
It's right below Tony the Tiger.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isaiah's making an executive.
Isaiah really wants to go on to the next food item.
It's true. All right,
he's hungry.
I'm hungry.
The grilled
cheese
burrito.
It's fucking horrible.
It looks so bad.
Oh, God.
This has cheese on the top of it.
On
it's
the outside.
It's supposed to be, like, crispy and, like, brown. Yeah, it is just absolutely not.
It's...
Like, look at that shine. I'd say... Look at the shine of that cheese.
Crispiness?
That's what I was talking about last time. The fucking stale chips inside.
Ooh.
I'm telling you guys.
As far as, like, the actual grilled outside being crispy, not at all. It's the exact same.
No, it's greasy cheese. Yours is a lot better. Like, look at yours.
Yeah.
Look at Savannah's.
So you can, like, see the cheese.
Wow. So mine's, like, nicely covered in brown cheese. Although, it's an illusion, actually. There's only cheese, like, right there.
Well, that cheese has just been, like, so crisp.
It doesn't even feel like cheese, though.
No, but you know cheese hardens.
Really. I know.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is it's not even hard. It's still squishy, like the bean burrito. Almost exactly. So, strange first impressions, for sure.
I mean, that's kind of everyone's reaction when they first see this food item. Is like, what
is it? Better than the bean burrito.
It's definitely better than the bean burrito.
Yeah, it's got more going on.
It's weird, though. The taste is better, but like the idea of putting cheese on the outside, I think, is significantly worse.
Oh,
the execution.
I would rather hold the bean burrito.
Yeah.
Although, give me the grilled cheese burrito inside. You know, all I want is just the grilled cheese burrito, but how about don't be retarded?
Yeah.
And just don't have the cheese on the outside. Like, yeah. I think, honestly, they're like, we have to call it, but it wouldn't be called. I feel like the guy pitched this,
yeah.
But we couldn't call it the grilled cheese burrito.
The best part is
burrito. It doesn't make any sense. A grilled cheese has cheese inside. A grilled cheese is not, doesn't have cheese.
It's covered in cheese.
No, it's not cheese bread and then cheese.
I feel like somebody's in the meeting, it's like, have you had a grilled cheese? He's like, yeah, you put the cheese on the outside. He's like, that's not how you do
like,
it.
Look, we're not talking grilled cheese sandwiches. The cheese has been grilled.
I will say,
that's
side note.
Technically all that
side
matters.
Note, Zaya and I used to torture my mom by making. We watched this one TV show. I don't know if you guys have also seen it. Zaya and I watched this one TV show as kids where they made. It was, as a joke, by the way. I want to be. In the show, it was a joke. Mm-hmm. Zaya and I, of course, were like, this is actually how this should be done. In the show, I can't remember what it was, but they made reverse peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
No.
Or peanut butter jelly on the outside. And we used to make them and be like, Mom, we're making PB&J. And just make the biggest fucking mess. Peanut butter jelly on every conceivable, like, the peanut butter jar has peanut butter jelly on it. The jelly, and we used to be like, Mom, but we're doing it. And she would literally be like, it's a joke in the show. And Zaya and I'd be like, but we're making it. We're making ourselves food.
We're being self-sufficient.
It was... And we just, I don't know, I think we did it. It wasn't even fun to eat. I think we did it just to torment my mom.
I think it's very creative to lay a sheet down for you.
Oh, no, we would do it. Think about everything you touch when you make a PB&J sandwich. We made it exactly the same way. We made no extra, we took no extra steps.
There's an art to not, yeah. That's how you be one with, you don't modify your behavior at all. You see that there's a ton of peanut butter in a knife, go straight into the jelly. No hesitation. It's important.
Well, you put it on the, you make a reverse, so the peanut butter and the jelly is on the top and bottom, and the middle is just nothing.
Just tons of bread.
Just bread.
And
is
so,
it two pieces of bread?
Yep.
Yeah. And then when you go to wash your hands, you lift the faucet. Now it's
peanut
got peanut butter and jelly on it.
I just don't understand, like, why you had to get your hands in the peanut butter.
We didn't put our hands in the peanut butter. What do you mean?
Or the jelly. Like,
it just happens.
We didn't put our hands in the peanut butter and jelly.
No, I get it.
When
go
you
ahead.
Start eating.
When you eat the sandwich.
Oh.
When you eat the sandwich,
put,
then your
you
hands.
Put the bread on the... it's like make
how
a
else are you
PB&J,
gonna hold it?
Flip the blank sides together, and then just eat it. And then,
have,
and then,
you
like,
have
go
the
fine
in. Motor skills to do an
oh, to hold it
that,
like that? No. Why? That's too complicated.
No. I vaguely remember this. I feel like I might have made them.
I feel like you were pretty small.
For you. I feel like making them is really fun.
I think that,
I
like,
might have a
yeah.
thing about eating them that I didn't like.
Yeah, and also we had this bit where I cut out the letters. I don't know if it was him, he did it to me or I did him. Cut out
bread?
The letters PB&J
yeah.
from paper and
oh, yeah.
put them in the middle of the sandwich.
Yeah, this happened.
Thought it was very funny.
Pretty clever.
When you're eight, it's pretty.
Yeah,
it's
highbrow humor for an 8-year-old.
You'd be
yeah.
surprised how easy it is to like
moment.
Spot paper when you bite into it. You're immediately like, boom, that's paper. Why is that in my sandwich? You think maybe, and I think for sure I took like a bite or two over the years, but on average, I was surprised.
He was not going to get you.
You're like, wow.
What are we ranking
okay,
the grilled cheese burrito?
Yeah, we can't go on to the quesarito before.
Okay, so the best thing about that burrito was there's a zestiness, a spiciness
oh,
in that sauce.
Yeah, there was actually Ooh. A spice.
That's
like,
actually really good. I'd buy that.
It's not better than the Trump Ivanka Goy meat.
No.
Is it better than the semi-plastic Sonic?
We should try to find other food, maybe.
Bean burrito.
how, I mean, is it better? It's better than bean burrito, right?
Better. It's yeah. vastly better than bean burrito.
Okay, so is it better than tofu?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but if I don't know. I just feel like because of the horrible cheese idea, I just have a strong negative sentiment.
I feel like it's honestly
it.
Like...
Right under Capri Sun?
Yeah, we could do right under Capri Sun.
Oh, welcome to the car.
Capri Sun,
welcome
I do think
the
it's
car
too
is so
low.
It's just too low, yeah. We'll have to...
I think we can never use tofu as, like...
Yeah,
because it's just not in the right place on the list.
Well, that's because like when we first rated it, we also rated it on like the effects it has worldwide and
yeah.
being a vegetarian.
No,
it's like,
well, no, but that's the point though. That's
no,
the
because
point.
Then we changed the idea. Is like, no, this is our personal.
Well,
how's
I was
it affected
vegan
us?
At the time and I cared. Mm. I know.
I batted hard for tofu. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had tofu before. It's fine, but I don't think it's particularly that great.
I've eaten it zero times since I've added hard for tofu, just to put it in perspective.
Is it, this, is it better than Tony the Tiger, the grilled cheese burrito?
Oh, is that? I like Tony the Tiger being right between the two burritos. There's a nice symmetry
okay,
in that.
Let's do it.
So
like
it's
that.
Above the
yeah.
grilled cheese
so
burrito.
Grilled cheese, Tony the Tiger, regular.
I feel like it being under down with the sickness is also like...
Ooh,
like those are
really,
the kind of things
yeah.
that go
yeah.
together.
It's really
like
good.
Really
yeah.
work.
No, I think
it's beautiful.
Let's get into the quesarito.
Yeah, that burrito was almost exactly as good as down with the sickness.
Almost. It fed me.
Right. This is exactly how I remember it. The,
what is,
there's
what
like
is
a
this?
Fuck ton of sour cream. Quesarito.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quesadilla inside a burrito.
There's so
oh,
much
God.
Cheese.
There's a lot of cheese on this, but that's what makes it great. Except for Isaiah is probably going to suffer later.
We don't want to bite this.
Just, I got to say, consistently so much better. The outside is supposed to be grilled.
It looks grilled,
and
but feel it.
It's just like...
it's.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, God, it exploded.
It's really maybe not grilled. Or grilled so long ago that it's forgotten.
Well, look at ours.
Yeah, yours like touched a pan.
They like don't care.
Well, I think that was worse.
Yeah.
The grilled cheese burrito.
I did not like that. It's
all,
so thick on
it's
the
so
outside.
I just love sour cream. It just
yeah.
elevates it to like...
Did the other one not have sour cream? Last one?
No, the other one did, but it was like... Or was that like a spicy...
I don't know.
It was like a spicy sour cream.
This has a similar type of sauce.
I don't know.
But
I think it was better for me.
There's an overwhelming amount of cheese for me.
Yeah.
What do you think, Gus? What's your bet?
I mean, I like it more. But I've always liked it more.
So we got two...
Although,
two
I will admit, I normally don't get mine with sour cream.
Hmm.
You say no sour cream?
Oh, I'm just cheap and I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
But also, I don't know, after eating this, I kind of like the idea of no sour cream.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I don't know, between the cheese, I feel like the cheese and the sour cream makes it kind of liquidy.
I think
kind of
this is part of the problem.
The
quesadilla
was like really overwhelming, and I kind of, that's like what
part
I
part of the appeal.
Like,
that's fair.
I mean, I still love it.
We got two and two. I don't know how to resolve
yeah.
it. Honestly, like, I don't know that I give enough of a shit about this. I would be willing to just put it somewhere down below. I would be willing to put it.
I mean, was it better than the bean burrito?
Yeah.
I
think to me it was better. Well, then,
like,
is it better than Tony the Tiger?
I'd say so.
No?
I think I like Tony the Tiger more than
Tony. It's just hilarious. Nobody's ever willing to put anything below
it. He's a meme. It has meme value, but.
But I think it should go above the grilled cheese. I think it should go above the grilled cheese. Burrito. The quesarito, I think, is, like, iconic.
It's better idea.
It's like, yeah.
Also, no cheese on the outside.
It's true. So just barely.
It didn't just, like, forget how to be a burrito.
Exactly.
Like, held it together.
It's like, we know.
And it's, like, an innovative
idea. The stuffing is supposed to be on the inside.
Share some of those. We don't have to eat this whole thing.
If you don't want that, I'll eat it.
This is the thing that I'm actually excited about.
Because I know that specifically the cheese.
I know. It's just, I know I'm going to die literally later.
So this is, like, the Taco Bell Supreme nachos. It's supposed to be the party pack, but they didn't have the cool big box, so we just...
Yeah, I would say as far as boxes go, this is the $5 brunch box. Not as cool. I don't even know what the other box was supposed to look
like.
No,
big
it's
rectangle.
Just like a big, huge, which really like
you guys are making
is
some
whole...
ridiculously huge shapes
no,
over here.
No,
they're like,
no,
this is a laundry basket size.
No, you don't understand. So,
50 pounds.
I don't. That doesn't make any sense because you're thinking. I know that you're thinking
yeah.
this. You're thinking it's like this. It's
okay.
way bigger than that. It's like eight of these
just
because
oh okay
it, like it, maybe not quite as big but like
the nachos are thinner
they're spread out and there's like smaller pile it's like the
yeah.
toppings
okay
in like smaller piles because
okay.
it's eight it's
okay.
like eight small piles of nachos
okay.
but the box like it's pretty okay, here's a, yeah. I, here's what I'll say I have a giant Grubhub bag for big deliveries
yeah
or delivered one to a guy the other day wouldn't fit in the bag like it is a big box
damn all right I'm glad that you batted for that because that was. I was just
it really
away.
Is like.
Well, I feel like that's really a lot
it
of.
Really is
I wish I had a
like,
job.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I can't think of kind of a thing to compare it to. Like, oh, you know what? It's like the two records I put together.
Wow.
Like 200 toes.
So like a pretty large dining platter.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's 8 sections of nachos.
Yeah.
They said they didn't have the box, so they did it like
all in one two small boxes.
Yeah.
I will say, actually, as far as density, I do feel pretty good about that. When we talk about like how much nacho is in this box, they pack that shit up.
And it's $12. So it's like,
that's a good value. As far as calories, if we're doing this calorie equation,
$6 a piece.
We got tomatoes in here. We got like some ground meat.
I will say ground meat, guac, sour cream,
cheese. Some kind of green herb.
Do not understand why people that make nachos are just like, I got an idea. Oh.
Huh. God, I know
what you're I got an idea for this thing called nachos. We'll just make a giant pile of chips. We'll put all the toppings on top.
Yeah, there's no layering.
So what do you do if you, what do you do after you eat the top?
I feel like no one's ever, it's tragic. Every time you're halfway through your nachos, you're like, I now have 20 tortilla chips.
Yeah. You just gotta pull tortilla chips from the bottom and you like skip dip them from the top.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true. Whenever really I made nachos at work, it would always be like a thin layer of chips at the bottom.
Well, that's because we're not
like
retarded.
Some stuff.
Right. We're not
more retarded. Chips, some more stuff.
We understand.
And even then, like,
people complain.
Well, no, not so much complain. Like, you don't have to do a whole lot either. Just like a thin layer of chips and then like cheese, a little bit of meat maybe.
Right.
And then another layer of chips and all of your main stuff. So I'm saying like, your first layer doesn't need that much, even.
Not every chip.
Like, just cheese and some meat.
A full thing on it. Although, I did see one time, I think it took this guy a long time. I saw this, like, one cooking show where a guy literally took, like, there's a thing of nachos, and he, like, put a little bit of sour cream
on every
and cheese
chip.
And meat on every single chip.
I think
chip.
That was Jack Black. I think that was Jack Black
do
that.
That does sound like a
thing. No, it was like, he did do that in that video. No, he did it was just one of his vlogs.
Okay.
But it was a little plate. But I saw somebody do it for, like, a
whole
lot one time.
I believe that. It makes sense, honestly. Yeah, why are you putting all the work on me, bro? You're just throwing it in here haphazard like that?
Sure.
What are you doing? I'm paying $12 for this.
Yeah, I think you have to pay someone more than minimum
wage
to put that much effort into.
No, that's what I keep thinking about. It's like, hey, if you really want me to do this for you, you're gonna tip me or what?
Well, can I tell you guys a funny thing? A guy today, he tipped $0 on. It made me drive like kind of far. And you got KFC. And just $0. He didn't even tip a dollar, which is just like that. So, before I delivered his food, I just reached into the bucket, grabbed a piece of chicken, and put it back.
Fuck yeah, there's no way he'll know.
And he won't know, because it's too big. But I was just like,
but didn't he also, like, text you, like, I'm going to count the, like, pieces of chicken or
something
like that? Yeah, like,
really?
Like, crazy.
Yeah. And, well, no, because actually, no, Savannah's right. No, it's before, which is what made me want to do it. Because he tipped
$0. Idea.
He tipped $0, and he was like, just so you know, I'm going to be counting the chicken. And I was like, fuck you, bitch.
I hope you do.
I hope you do.
That's awesome.
And it was a great piece of chicken. It was wonderful.
Uh-huh. I'm sure it was. It was like a revenge chicken.
Well, like, I would never fuck with people's food.
Right.
If, like,
unprompted.
But, like, he was begging for it. $0.
People are the worst. We went to, like, a fucking mansion the other night. Like, a mansion.
Dude, yeah. It makes me so fucking angry seeing these people's houses and, like, how little they tip me. Yeah. I went to a trailer park the other day. The guy tipped me $10. I went to essentially a mansion the other day, and the guy tipped me $3.
And it was like a lot of expensive.
I tell Savannah this all the time.
Yeah.
Poor people tip poor people better.
Oh,
poor
people tip
better.
Because they get it.
They get it. They understand.
For sure.
They're like they understand the grind. But rich people are like, no.
Right. I am not rich at all. But I always try to be like a good person when I tip or when I go get food.
Yeah.
I always tip at least $3, and I usually, the lowest I'll go is like $3, but I usually tip $5.
I don't order a lot of, like...
Yeah, you don't go a lot, so it's, like, different, I feel like, for you.
But last time, I mean, at a restaurant setting, I'm always 15%.
Yeah.
15-20.
Mm-hmm. You always try and make it worthwhile.
That's, yeah, and, like...
And I always try and, like, review, like, how difficult was, you know, my group of people, or just me...
Oh, for sure.
In
if,
this...
If people around me are obnoxious, I'm tipping way more than that.
I will say, some people go way above and beyond where I'm, like, I feel like I need to give you money back. The other day, I delivered, like, a pizza and a soda.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I couldn't imagine it was more than, like, $20 for just a large pizza and a soda. And she gave me, like, $18.
Wow.
And I was like, that's just, like, you just paid twice the price. I mean, I appreciate it.
I'll never forget one time at Oasis. It was one of our regulars, but he came in, he ordered his coffee, and he tipped $20. And I was like, are you sure you want to do that? I was like, you accidentally put a 20 in there. He's like, no, that's cool, you guys can have it. And I was like, are you sure?
You're like, that's, sir, that's five coffees.
You do realize that is like five times the worth of that coffee you just got. Like I said, he was one of our regulars, so I guess he just likes us.
I've had some pretty awesome customers. Like, I had one today. I had, like, just finished blowing up all his balloons, and I was complaining to him about, like, how fucked up the store is. Because, like, they called me to go bag in the front end, and then they had someone from grocery cover when a lady wanted balloons blown up. And then, so he does, like, a way, way worse job, takes way longer. And, like, it's not his fault, it's just not his job.
Exactly.
So I come over, and he's like, okay, just these balloons left. I'm like, dope. Anyway, so I just blow them up. They're latex balloons. They only last, like, 12 hours. And so I'm done, I'm like, and just for careful sake, I'm like, these ones will last 12 hours, these ones will last several days. And he's like, so it's tomorrow. And I'm like,
no.
And so I, you have to pop all the balloons, which is, you know, you try to be quiet, it's like impossible. And then you just reinflate them. Anyway, he tipped me $5 and he's like, you dropped this. And I was like, I wish this didn't matter to me because it's such a small amount of money, but like, that's a 30% increase for that hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not allowed to accept tips, but nobody gives a fuck, so fuck you.
Dude, yeah, and you're not tipping me. I dropped some money.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, he said it that way. I'm giving it.
But yeah, there is ways around it. It's like, it kind of reminds me today, like, so Trump got, speaking of the one thing I want to rank, Trump getting COVID.
It's pretty good.
No, but what happened was, so Twitter released a policy saying that, like, if you say you hope Trump dies from COVID, it's an immediate ban. Twitter announced that policy today.
Wow.
So now leftists are being like, it's really funny seeing people like try to get around it, and they are. They're like, I would be ecstatic if Trump happened to die from COVID.
Right.
Because you just specifically can't say you hope he will die.
That's amazing.
It's like, and I remember, like, I tweeted out, I was like, I would not be saddened. I would not be saddened if Trump died
from COVID. Were to happen to die from COVID.
Yeah, it's just funny. Twitter is just so fucking stupid sometimes. Right? Like, that is the dumbest policy.
That's a pretty crazy policy. To imagine a multi-billion-dollar company sitting down,
like,
more than 10 people.
Have to protect
people,
the president.
Yeah.
Who hates Twitter, by the way.
All have master's degrees, like, sitting down and being like, this is the policy. This is it. Push it.
Yeah.
Tell the 10,000-plus people that work on our front end to push this update.
Well, it's like, one thing, conservatives are totally right about Twitter. Like, Savannah the other day reacted when I told her something. I got 2 strikes.
Yeah.
On my Twitter account for separate things. I don't remember what the first one was for, but the second one was for, I called Ben Shapiro retarded. I got it straight.
Hate speech.
It's like, that's so fucking mild.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and also, like, people, like, you can say, like, the exact same fucking thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's
true. Yeah, I could literally say you are mentally deficient.
Yeah.
Right.
And it would be fine.
Doesn't matter.
Right. That's true. They just have, like, a search and destroy for that word.
Yeah. That's why I see a lot of people, like,
being a little more covert.
If you go, like, if you type somebody's retar, blank,
oh,
dead,
some asterisks.
No, you just put a space, like, retar dead. Doesn't get, it's fine. Also, for some reason, hashtag retarded is fine. No. If you, like, make it a social.
That's the way around it, dude. You found it.
Yeah, like, it's like, I did not get flagged when I said something was hashtag retarded. I remember, Arby's. I saw Arby's was doing their fast food Twitter, and they were selling a spatula for $25.
That's retarded.
And I was like, this is retarded, but I did hashtag, and nothing happened.
Hashtag, I hope Trump dies of COVID. Bada bing, bada boom.
Got him.
I bet you that would work, for some reason.
I feel like it would become too big and Twitter would be like...
they would shut it down, but they'd have to do it manually.
Like, I hope Trump does not get better. I'm not saying I wish he dies.
That's actually almost better than hoping he dies. I hope he just doesn't get any better.
I want to be like, I hope Trump survives COVID and then dies in a small fender bender.
He got airlifted to a hospital this morning.
Really?
Yeah, and they said his conditions were severe.
God damn it.
No, but actually not, though. Because it's like, I mean, it is exciting.
It is.
It's going to be Mike Pence debating Joe Biden, which is...
Yeah, but people aren't going to vote
for Mike
Pence. Slam
dunk, baby.
I feel like don't
vote
Mike Pence. Like, QAnon isn't about Mike Pence. Mike Pence is one of the bad guys, according to the QAnon theory.
My boss today said he heard a conspiracy theory that Pence actually poisoned Trump.
Oh.
Because they're trying to get rid of him.
I like that. Keep that shit going.
Right?
That's
right?
Great.
I'm like, god damn, these people can't even get their own party straight.
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we need to talk about the nachos.
I gotta rank the nachos.
I think they're exceptional, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that how much there is left.
Yeah.
I ate so much of it, and I'm so upset about it.
Mmm. So now you're mad at the nachos. You know, I feel that. It's fair. I just think they're like, if they were Chipotle quality ingredients, this would be a good format.
I think that they're the best of the four things we have.
And I think it's most nutritious. Actually, five. Best flavor.
There's cinnamon twist, too.
Good variety.
Oh, those I forgot about the cinnamon twist. Those
are going to bat hard, man. I don't hate them.
I think,
we know. We just don't understand.
I think beans are a bad idea in nachos.
I didn't see that many beans.
Well, I got like a lot of weird, mushy bean situation going on. Mm. Not into it. But overall, like, it's a good time.
How was that? Their guac is disgusting.
Yeah?
Yeah, they don't have super great guac.
It's a little bit too...
Guacu.
What's the attribute to the guac that make it bad? I just want to diagnose it.
I can't figure it out.
I just feel like there's a lot of things in it that aren't avocado. Like there's no way that's fair. Just avocado.
I mean the guac, weird, it tastes like cheese. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's too creamy.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, I honestly feel like blind taste test nacho cheese and guac, talk about guac, I would be hard like.
True. Same texture.
It has like a tiny avocado note, but it's missing like lime, cilantro, like classic other guac stuff, some red onion,
rosemary.
Bro, there's one
sage.
Herb.
Yeah.
Scarborough Fair.
Yeah, a shirt with no needlework. Yeah, that's right.
I made guac with literally just like avocado, lime juice, and salt, and it was a hell of a lot better than that.
Salt. Although I worry about fast food. It's already so high in sodium. I don't know how they do it. It's crazy, man.
It's true.
Did you hear about that thing recently? Ireland ruled that Subway bread is not bread because it's more than 10% sugar.
That's a really high amount of sugar.
So, like, to be considered bread under, like... Subway in Ireland apparently was trying to, like, be considered, like, a staple, a food staple. It had to do with the tax thing. Mm. And if they were considered a staple, they would pay layload of taxes because it's, like...
They're trying to fax food out of heart, right?
They serve something that is, like, essential.
Right.
And Ireland did, like, tests on their bread, and they're like, no, it's not bread. It's, like, basically candy. It has more than 10% sugar.
It's pretty much just cotton
like,
candy.
It's so good. Like, their produce has to be organic. Like, that's incredible. They're like, it's just so good.
Wow. I want to move to Europe.
I mean, one day we'll get famous, and then we'll detour Europe, and we'll get a little taste test of it.
No, I'll just stay.
And you'll just we'll just cross that off.
Defect.
I'll just Skype in.
Skype in, exactly. All right, nachos. I think it was the best of the four things we have so far.
It has to be high.
If it had better guac, it'd be good.
So it's better than the quesadilla. Is it better than Down with the Sickness?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it better than dipping a toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich in milk?
Yes.
I think it is, yeah.
Is it better than the Ivanka Trump Goya Beans picture?
No.
Is it better than the Sammy Classic Sonic thing?
Oh, I love Sammy.
I think it's between those two. I think that's good. Right?
Okay. Yeah, it's not
better. Right. Ivanka Trump Goya Beans. I mean,
it's better.
Okay.
I'm saying it's above Sammy Classic Sonic fan, but below Ivanka Trump Goya Beans.
Perfect, yeah.
Because I don't think Sammy Classic Sonic fan is that great. He's good. He's good.
He's good.
He's pretty great.
He's good.
Yeah.
Honestly, I will say, I think we should change this. It's the same classic kind of meme that we're rating, really.
Yeah, I'm imagining. When will you learn that your actions have consequences?
You freaking fricks.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Which freaking fricks.
Freaking fricks.
Wow.
Really wonderful.
Okay, and then we got to do cinnamon twists. And
so here's the thing. We're about to sacrifice the integrity of our couch. Like, it's just
we can go eat it in the kitchen.
No, we can't. I'm taking the hit, but I'm upset about it.
We'll be good. We'll eat over the nachos.
I'm just gonna take
everyone will eat one and then eat
it's true. It is crazy that such like a messy snack comes in an open pouch. Every other food that we've received tonight has been completely wrapped 180, 360.
Okay. I would say not as bad as I remember.
Not that bad.
It was, in my head it was worse.
No, that's exactly what I remember.
It was, I feel like I remembered it being more crunchy. And it wasn't as crunchy and that was nice. It's still not great.
I was about to I was a little bit. It's a little bit too crunchy.
Yeah.
For me.
I got some like real hard. No, it's still, on the end of mine too.
No, I do agree. I think it's more crunchy than I want. I'm just saying, like, you remember I remember it being ridiculous. Way crunchier. I remember it being like upsetting.
Yeah. There's a little bit of excitement when you first bite in, and you're like, "This might hurt me."
cinnamon twists right now. Are between Burnt Marshmallow and the time we played Ratchet and Clank during an episode.
I think it's fine. Really appropriate.
I think we nailed it.
You just remind me, like, say it when you like Was this happening? I don't think this was happening while you were working at Fred Meyer. There used to be like a lady at Fred Meyer who like
sell cinnamon twists.
No, she's Fred Meyer. She's all these like weird puffed cracker things. They were like discs that were this exact texture. And she would like make them live in the store and like get people to taste them. And that's just an abomination.
Currently, I think the only like live demos we have going on are these little heat pads. They put in a pressure cooker and then they give them to you and they're like, look how warm it is.
Okay, there's one more thing.
What was that? What's the last thing?
The tacos.
Oh, the Burrito Locos tacos.
Burritos Locos.
Oh, those are
we had one
now.
Free one, and so then we felt like everyone needed one.
I have had these, but
not great.
It'll be interesting to.
Well, to be fair, they are better than a regular taco.
I'm the only person that loves Taco Bell Crunchy Tacos. I just think they're the best.
Really?
Jesse and I hate them.
Tell me what.
We have an episode of a podcast dedicated to how much we hate them.
We have definitely made our opinion on regular Taco Bell tacos very clear many times.
Like and I don't think it was just that episode.
No, I'm saying like many times. There are many iterations of us like hating those.
I still hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I see why it comes in a box because it just like
it falls apart.
It wants to just become nothing.
Also, they're worse the longer they sit.
The chips are so fucking stale.
Yeah. And the more that the
God damn, I just got like a massive bite of lettuce.
I just love it. The top is all cheese and lettuce, and the bottom is just like beef and chips.
The top is all cheese and lettuce? The top is like all lettuce. I've literally seen it. They're being nice.
Okay, no.
Where the lettuce fills to the top.
I got a perfect thing right here. That is meat. That is lettuce.
And then cheese. Look at that. You see a whole fucking cheesy layer up there.
That's all my cheese. That's really all my cheese. My cheese ends. My cheese is like from there to there.
If you're not really strategic, all of the cheese falls off.
Yeah.
This is what I do. I eat the bottom, and then I just fuck the top. Like, this is literally how I eat them.
Yeah, mine kind of required being that way, because I decided to take it out of the box. The bottom just fell right out. Yeah, it's like, I'm done, dude.
I mean, honestly horrible. Like,
that was worse than the bean burrito.
It was worse than the bean burrito.
Significantly. Worse than Cinema Twist.
Because now I just
Better than a regular... Crunchy taco, though.
Now that I've deconstructed this, I just have two stale Doritos, a little pack of meat sauce, and then a little bit of cheese. And that's it.
You gotta get it fresh. It's just not the same. Y'all are all so wrong.
Well, that is also true. I will admit, like,
this food is all.
If we didn't let this sit until the end tonight, to, like, really wet the bottom of my tortilla here, it probably would have been better.
Jesse, that's amazing.
I mean, it's what it did.
No, no, I'm saying, like, wet my tortilla is so good. That really wets my tortilla. Because, like, we were watching this documentary about the guy that made Pepe the Frog, Feels Good Man. And there's a point where he says, that really, what does he say, my noodles? What does he say about his noodles? What's that line?
She knows, she just doesn't want to say it.
Grilled.
No, hold on. Bean cooked. Not really my noodles. I know the internet will come through. That really twists my noodles.
Yeah.
He's talking about how he's frustrated. He's like,
"What just happened?"
He talks about
flinging lettuce at me.
He talks about how upset he was about something, and he's like, "That really twists my noodles." And I feel like that really wets my tortilla. It's like,
I mean, it's good. Have you ever had a wet tortilla? Horrible.
So salty. Right. The Dorito, I'm on board. The Doritos Locos one are so salty. The regular one, not that salty.
No, it's like plain. It's nice. The Dorito one. Also, I don't like Dorito fingers. I don't like it. It's an upsetting. Fucking! In fact, we should rank two things here. Mm. We are gonna rank Dorito Locos Tacos and Dorito Fingers separately.
And Dorito Fingers.
Dorito Locos Tacos. Is it better than Hot Pocket Philly Steak?
No, it is better than a Cinnamon Twist.
Is it better than Cinnamon Twist? Okay.
Yes.
What is
this?
This.
No. What you are currently attempting to eat?
No, the Dorito Locos Tacos.
Whatever.
We gotta put Cinnamon Twist higher.
I'm over it.
Well, here's the thing. I will say, your experience with this taco is probably a lot worse than all of us.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I basically just had three Doritos.
Is that a Cinnamon Twist? I was really bad.
If you were to roll, all of our Doritos, you rolled a one.
I rolled a one.
I would never have agreed with you, but like after this experience, I would rather have a Cinnamon Twist than another one.
Okay, it has to be better than a toasted PB&J dipped in milk.
Okay, we've got two options.
Okay,
Either the Doritos Locos Tacos is better than kale, better or worse than kale, or better or worse than a burnt marshmallow. So that's the option.
I think it's better worse than a burnt marshmallow.
I'll middle slot it just because I'll admit
between
kale has value.
I just like it being. I just want it to be below the cinnamon twist. That's horrible. All right.
Yeah, I'm so over that.
We're gonna rank Dorito fingers. I mean, for me, honestly, Dorito fingers fucking worse than Richard Dixon.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Dorito fingers, like...
Licking your fingers, it's not fun.
In comparison to Takis fingers and Hot Cheeto fingers. So, like, really... Dorito fingers are... They're, like, significantly better.
Wait, why?
Because,
it's just easier to suck off.
And they don't stain your fingers.
Doritos? Doritos stain your fingers. I don't know what you guys are...
No, they stain your fingers.
Absolutely, yeah. No, they do.
I feel like not as red. It's, like, not as intense.
I don't know.
I feel like, honestly, Doritos, Hot Cheetos, Takis... They're all kind of the same for me.
I honestly think
the only thing I can say is that if you accidentally like touch your eye, it's probably going to hurt a hell of a lot less than Dorito fingers.
I will say in like my Takis. Just like in my brain, it feels like Hot Cheetos don't give me as much powder as Doritos.
Oh, that's interesting, because that's been like one of the greatest shames of my life. Like, I'll be like eating Hot Cheetos on my lunch break, and then I have a call or a visit with a client, and I'm like, what do I do?
I think I just don't like Doritos, because like I was thinking about Cheetos. Cheetos also give you fingers. I don't mind Cheeto fingers.
Don't mind them.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm. I think you just hate Doritos then.
I don't know what it is about
Doritos.
They're
like more seasoned. I think the Cheeto, it's like an oilier chip. It like sucks.
No, I think it's because Doritos, the way they're shaped, require you to grab them in that way. Mm. Where, like, you kind of have to... Cheetos, you can get around.
Well, I actually never grab Cheetos. Because normally I get, like, small individual bags, and I'll just kind of open it, and I'll just honestly kind of pour a little bit in my mouth. Because I don't want to touch them.
That's fair.
And it doesn't make a mess.
Also assuming Cheetos.
You can control how many you pour.
Cheetos Puffs? Like, you get almost no Cheeto fingers.
No, that's the opposite. Cheetos Puffs, you get, like, a full, like...
Dude, fuck Puffs.
Cody.
I hate Cheeto Puffs.
Damn.
Fuck Puffs.
It's been a long time since I had cheese puffs.
I feel like we got to do a
chip. I feel like cheese balls. Oh, just like cheese puffs. Those were good.
Those are better.
But Cheeto puffs.
I don't know what this is. We got to do a chip episode next week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then we're just going to have a fuck ton of chips. Y'all have to take the chips home with you, and we're going to do a chip episode.
We'll just do like small bags.
We need to do like a variety pack.
That's what I was saying. I just told you what I do with like a tiny individual bag.
I wasn't listening, Justin.
Yeah. That is, yeah. And that way it'll be like, $10-$20.
What is happening?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
I just looked at the TV and this dude's getting like held up by some guy with a...
Alright, we're going to hold off on ranking anything about chips until the chip episode, until next week. However, what do we look? Jesse, can you see the runtime in the bottom right of OBS?
Maybe.
Nope, did not say that I can.
Bottom right hand of the screen should tell you the runtime.
Very bottom. Yeah, 57.
Okay.
So we haven't even hit an hour yet.
I got a few more things I want to rank. All right.
Let's do it.
Let's rank. I want to rank the phrase "cool beans." Mm. I hate it. Really? It fucking sucks. I heard Nick Mullen on Come Town Today made a joke, and the joke was funny, but it wasn't just that the joke was funny. It was that it was such a true realization. Mm. He said his joke was, the first guy to ever say "cool beans" must have been so cool as a person that no one questioned about how fucking dumb of a thing that it was to say.
That's true. It's the dumbest first person to say that was dumb.
And that would
have been like, yeah, fuck that.
No, I feel like the first person said like, it was probably like 1950, like in like a beat poet like.
I just hate it so much.
1950, cool when the world was perfect.
Cool beans is fucking
pulled out of his brand new Firebird off his factory job. His perfect wife. World War II was over. He was like, you know what, bitch? You made dinner? Cool beans.
I'm going to look up.
Now we have to know.
Cool beans.
I have no idea where my cell phone is.
Never mind. Origin.
Rivals have ended.
Originated as college slang during the 70s.
Why?
Okay, here. Vice, where the phrase cool beans comes from.
Cheese. It's nice and dry. Tastes wonderful, I'm sure.
People started saying it in the 60s. So somebody said, so it's interesting, like, people claimed that...
Only a little mess.
Oh, yeah.
A little.
People claimed that Cheech, it's from Couple a Cheech
chips,
and Chong movie.
Some meat.
But it's actually not, apparently. A lot of people said they say cool beans in the 1978 comedy
episode. Like, we can just pick it up.
Sorry,
Zach.
No, it's just apparently, yeah, a lot of people apparently for a long time claimed it's from this Cheech and Chong film.
Movie, yeah.
It's not?
That people just made that up. It's actually not, the line is not said in the film. It's so crazy.
That's amazing.
People always assume, same thing with like, I am your father, not the line.
True.
Whence did Cool Beans come? They contacted the U.S. Dry Bean Council, which they did not respond. The U.S. DBC recommends storing uncooked beans in a cool area.
I feel like they don't know.
I mean, that's just...
It seems to be at that. I'm like, all right, guys. Listen.
Hold on.
This is clearly not what we're referring to. We're not talking about really well-stored beans.
Are we not, though?
Some real great.
Oh, no, he found it. This guy, this person, the journalist, messaged a guy who specializes in old slang. And this is what he said. He said, it came from the mid-19th century term some beans. Now, how that was used was like when something was impressive. So he said, some beans, he said, shows up in an 1853 autobiography. By golly, you're some beans in a bar fight. I'd rather set to with an old he bar, it says. Green gives him the sense that it might come from the phrase full of beans, which apparently refers to a sprightly horse.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he said beans gave a guess. So.
He said, cool beans, full of beans that's stems from the phrase too. Some beans, which stems from the phrase full of beans, which probably stems from horse farts. And that, I think we can all agree, is pretty cool.
It's beautiful.
I like it.
It's a beautiful thing.
That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Really,
I hate the phrase cool beans. I think cool beans is worse than Steven Crowder.
Steven Crowder sounds like someone who would say cool beans.
You guys think Steven Crowder would say cool beans?
Sorry, this show.
I know. I feel like it's distracting.
Was,
is that line
fucking dirtbag?
It said, where's the money? okay. And then the guy just shook his head. I don't know.
You think Steven Crowder would use cool beans? Use the phrase cool beans?
No.
I don't think anyone should use the phrase cool beans.
He's too much pride.
I know. I think cool beans is worse than Steven Crowder.
I feel like a lot of the folks we met at your guys' wedding would say cool beans.
I feel like that's a big cool beans
You're
crowd.
You're not wrong. Yeah. I definitely think cool beans is better than single place with a paper, though.
Oh, for sure.
I'd rather say cool beans than have to.
And it's better than the crazy donut lady and the
I'm okay with that.
Lady. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Next, let's do the last one. I wanted to write Who Let the Dogs Out, the song, but...
I actually have listened to an entire podcast about that song. There are three recorded versions of it that are alarmingly similar, but different.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Does that change where you put it on the list, you feel like?
Yeah, I have a lot of value for that song that's totally unwarranted.
I feel like we got a lot
because of this. It's a great podcast. Yeah.
What is it from?
I think it's Stuff You Should Know.
Oh, yeah. They're great. I love Stuff You Should Know.
I enjoy them.
All right, but we're not going to write Who Let the Dogs Out this time. Because I think it's going to take too long. I just want to get the last thing. We mentioned it earlier. I just want to rank Trump getting COVID. I mean, it's very high. It's like top tier.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's up there.
I feel like it's better than Narnia.
Everyone I know has talked about it.
Is it better than Big Mark Anthony Sinclair? I think it is the best thing of all time.
I think it is.
I think we should just put it in the fucking top. I can't think of it.
What is number one right now?
Big Mark A. Anthony Sinclair, the guy.
Yeah, it's better than him.
Yeah.
Who actually talks about Trump.
They should debate.
See, he knows. He would agree. He's like, this is better than... I think he would agree with us that Trump this is better than him.
Contracting.
Yeah. He's literally retarded and he knows.
COVID. I feel like if Trump dies from COVID... It's going to be incredibly difficult to top that.
Well, that'll be the new top after getting COVID.
And
after
that,
and then beyond that, it's going to be like that's going to be it.
Yeah,
that's
going to be a long road.
I feel like I'll die happy. Like there's not you can't ever.
If Trump dies from COVID, I think we just have to end the podcast. It's like everything has been ranked.
We found the best thing. That's it.
On our quest to find the greatest thing ever,
where's this ranked? Oh, under that's right. Yeah, who else lives here, also?
I feel like he doesn't want to identify himself. He knows if he talks on
the list. I just think that, where's the money? This is the greatest thing that he could have done.
Out of context.
I just think, there were a lot of people on that set. They could have had someone with better handwriting do that.
Mm. Or they could have just pre-written those. I don't know.
Yeah, watching this with no sound is fascinating.
Although, amazingly,
So, yeah, for the podcast listeners, probably very confused if you've made it this far. So, When Savannah and I bought this new TV, it came with TV channels, but they're not real TV channels. They're TV channels pulled from the internet, of like basically pulled from websites. And for a long time, we had the commercials channel, previews channel on. Whenever the TV, whenever you're not using the TV, it would default to just really old movie trailers, like several years old, bizarre.
And then we had it on the rap channel.
And then we had it on the rap music video channel, which it would be really upsetting. Because you would be like, turn it out, and then it would be like, boom, turn it out.
We would be like fighting. We'd be like in an argument, and then it would come on, yeah. Because your soundbar would
turn off. Well, because if you don't use the PS4 for a certain amount of time, it'll just shut off, and then it'll just go to this. Mm. So what we changed it to, though, for the listeners wondering what we've been talking about, we have it on something called Maverick Black Cinema, which is like not directed towards black people anyway, but I'm just going to say it. It's like really shitty, low-budget films about black people. I think they're also directed by black people. But they're like, I would not even say B-movies. They're like C-movies. And we're watching, we had a movie on this whole time with the sound off. And there's a scene where a panda, the guy is like sitting down in what looks like a therapist's office across from a panda. And the panda keeps writing things on a note. Not a real panda. A guy in a panda suit.
Who was previously holding a gun to his head.
Yeah, basically, I've been kind of watching. This guy is wearing a panda helmet. I think he kidnapped this other guy at gunpoint.
Oh shit, that's him. He took his panda helmet.
And he sat him down, and I guess he's trying to find the money. And what me and Isaiah laughed at is, we just turn our heads, and at the perfect moment, there's the panda head, and a notepad just comes up, and it says, "Where is the money?" And for some reason, we just found that fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
panda with the gun, was great. Asking where the money is.
I do think that, we're just about an hour now, so we'll stop. But yeah, I think that what Savannah said earlier, I think is very true. I think we'd all agree. There is many things on here that I think deserve a re-ranking. Mm. I think the Ivanka Trump boy beans picture and the pig with shit on its balls is too low. Also, I don't know how the fuck, like, I don't know if we're all living in the same universe, but, like, Pacific Cooler Capri Sun is magical.
I think I hate him.
I think we gotta get some, we gotta do a juice episode.
Oh, we gotta do a juice episode, okay.
Let's I live in perpetual disappointment. The moment I feel Capri Sun, I'm like, I hate this, because it's gonna end.
Yeah, I think you are a little bit of a roadblock to it, getting up high.
Well, I mean, no, I kind of agree with what I said, though, like, You drink it, it's gone in like 3 seconds, and now you're just like, I want more.
What I need to get over this?
It's just the Capri Sun itself.
But like,
you want more. You're not satisfied.
Well, I'd rather have like Propel or Gatorade, and I can like chug
it's
that.
It's not
shit.
The same at all.
I think they sell
there's
Capri
like,
Sun
Propel
in a
and Gatorade
bottle.
Have
what
like,
we need, we just need bigger Capri Suns.
Which kind of makes it like, give it that like that sodium, that sort of like, that like saltiness to it. And Capri Sun is way worse for you, and
just
straight
sugar.
Yeah. It's just like...
We just need bigger Capri Suns.
I'll say, Fruit Punch Capri Sun is horrible. It's really bad. They also make sports Capri Suns, and if you want something truly awful, it's like they're actually trying to compete with like Gatorade and Propel. Yeah. And that's horrible. Oh, what's the Propel, though? I'm so confused how Gatorade and Propel...
Does Propel even exist anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Like
we sold
Propel
it at work.
In 2004.
Propel is so good. Like, Propel is so fucking delicious. Watermelon
Propel.
Propel. Is the greatest thing. It's so fucking good.
I thought you used to have a little twisty top.
Yeah, they do. You can. We never had those ones at work. We just had ones.
No, we were never fancy enough for those ones.
They're too expensive. That was good. A solid episode.
Juice episode incoming.
So let's do the new top 10, the new bottom 10. Not very, not that different, but it is. Richard Nixon.
Just like knock on the door.
Or no, Steven Crowder tweet. Richard Nixon, variability of use ranking category, unfilled pothole at Time Honor Fred Meyer in 2020, death of Quesarito, shopping cart with four bad wheels, Steven Crowder, the phrase cool beans, single ply toilet paper, crazy donut lady, and the pushy wannabe forest lady. Top 10 things of all time from number 10 are, we got two new items on here, Bo Burnham, Jesse Wernstein, not Wernstein, Spelunky, three, high velocity fast food idea,
yes,
rap, Narnia, When a Woman Isn't in the Mood, Part 1 and 2, Crunchwrap Supreme, Big Mark, A. Anthony Sinkew, and Trump contracting COVID.
Is the number one thing of all
it's
time.
The best thing of all time.
No, I have to say, like, for our Taco Bell episode, we probably should have got a Crunchwrap.
It's
That's pretty iconic.
No, yeah, I don't. I think it's just like
we although know. It is like we yeah. do all have a pretty good understanding of what it tastes like.
Already. It's the number three thing of all time. Really,
it would have been good.
I think I just want a crunch wrap.
Yeah,
I think that's what it boils down to.
And if you have any comments, if you're listening, and you have any comments, you're like, man, they really didn't give Taco Bell its due. Like, you're welcome to start a podcast called Ranking Everything Ever Too, where you figure out how to have a conversation and eat Taco Bell warmer. I'll give you permission to take the name and try. Figure it out.
You're allowed to compete with us.
We prefer that you use that name so that we can search for it and find you and compare ourselves.
And then dox you.
Yeah.
Publish your address on the internet to my 3 followers on Twitter.
You're going to find something out.
All right. Peace Plungers. It's been good. Have a good night.
Do you know where the Peace Plungers thing came from?
No.
I think it was.
Ben and I were trying to figure out exactly, like, we're trying to make, like, parody brands. And so we wanted to make something, making fun of Vlog Squad. And we could not figure it out, and so we decided to call ourselves. Sorry, you want to say?
We called ourselves Clog Squad.
We're gonna Clog
Squad.
So get it, like Plungers, Clogs. So we were gonna call ourselves Clog Squad, and then it's before we came up with Hype Mates. This is sort of the precursor.
Yeah.
We were gonna call ourselves Clog Squad, and then call our fans Plungers.
He won't let it go.
And I thought I like when people have sign offs, but I also think the sign offs are like gay when they call their fans something. So I was like, I'm just gonna call our fans like the dumbest thing imaginable, which is just like. On our plot, on the Arbitrary Science Festival, we just call them bitches.
Like, pretty much.
Peace bitches.
We just insult them a lot. We assume that every listener we have is just dumb.
Alright, that was good.